they are giving reference of a megahertz frequency that's coming from the eye. Well, light doesn't come from the eye. It is a an antenna that captures the rods and cones within your eye, capture all light. And then your mind, through the ocular nerve, transposes that into something that you can see or not see. Carolyn looks up in the sky. We say, hey, Carolyn, go look up the window. There's a UFO. And she goes, oh, and she doesn't even question anymore. And grab your Kodak. It's going to be a Kodak moment. And she looks up in the sky, and there ain't nothing. She snaps a picture, and then all of a sudden there's this great big orb on her little Kodak. Well, it's a digital thing. We just say Kodak moment, so everybody will reminisce a little bit. And they look, and they go, wow, my lucky Camry saw something that my eyes couldn't see.
Mm-hmm. Was that when that was taken? Is it captured at that moment, or does the photograph or image show up later? In other words, is it developed at a later time? In other words, they take the picture. We have people. She hasn't allowed her mind to see that it's there, or can't see it, or whatever's happening. And then when the picture is developed, the picture that the orb shows up.
Yes, but see, you human creators don't send it off to the drugstore to be developed anymore. Your technology, you snap it and it goes ka-chink, and then you look at your little screen and it's right there. You know, like on your looky phones, when you snap it, it goes ka-chink, and then you look at what you took a picture of. Well, yes, that is in the future, but it's not like a long developing process. It's an instantaneous representation through the pixelation of the ray tube of the device.
Yeah, so no later, James.
It is
no, I'm
later,
saying,
but
I'm
it's
saying when, what's the transition point from her being able to go, oh, you make the call, there's a UFO outside the door, and you don't need the camera anymore, you can just see it. Why do we need to see it? Why is the camera training to allow the labyrinth of mind to see it in the in the normal way it should be?
You like references. Now, others could go out there and just see it. She's seen them before, but when it shows up this way, it becomes seeing it has nothing to do with it. Because now Bob would say, through the different bodies, and McLuhan said, and the post-information society, from all the blah, 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 that can't be until it is. Okay? Well, so therefore, you like empirical reference proof. We love Alex now. It's like, okay, if it's all going to hell, Ion, when is it going? Well, it's up to you. Well, what do you mean it's up to me? Well, when do you want it? How do you want it? It's up to you. You work it out for you. Well, I want to be happy. Well, okay, how about today? Well, no, not today. No, not right yet. Let me finish with this, and let me take care of that. Then I'll be able to see it. Now, there's rumblings, but not really bad yet. So how bad is it going to get? Well, it's up to you. Well, okay, well, then I don't think I really want it so bad, but I want enough contrast so I can know. I want to, okay, you got a picture of the UFO. Nah, that's not a picture of UFO. That's just some space gas out of a bog that came out of South Florida and eased across the Gulf of Mexico and climbed into Carolyn's window. Nah, that's not what that was. Then the thing lands in the yard, and they say, hey, Carolyn, there's a UFO landed in your yard. And you go out there, no, that is a June bug. That's not an extraterrestrial walking on the planet. That's a bug. What are you talking about? Well, take a picture of it and have it enlarged. And then there's little men waving outside the eye of the bug. And then they go, nah, that's not that. That's something else. Hey, Carolyn, there's one that's full size, that's big as Maui, sitting on top of Maui now. She does it. She says, yeah, I kind of noticed that. It's kind of a little twinkly. Well, there's Vogue. I really can't tell if it's the Vogue or if it's the UFO. Hey, Carolyn, it's sending beams down at particular points from Haleakala to Kihei, all the way around from Lahaina. And it's all the way to McKenna Beach, and you'll see the line where it stops at the beach and comes up. Nah, that's just the sun through the clouds, Ion. What are you talking about? Well, look right up there, just about 6 inches above your house. Well, it's cloudy. I can't really tell. What do you mean? Well, Carolyn, they've invited you for dinner. Okay. Well, how do I know I'm going to like, okay, I'm going to take my protein bars in case I don't like what they're having, because they may have bug guts or something. I don't eat, they're not organic. How would I know?
Well, look, all that sounds like Bob. It doesn't, certainly doesn't sound like me.
You're great to hear Carol. No, it's great to hear Carol doing all this.
So is Carolyn recognizing the... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeeves.
Is Carolyn recognizing the her gods of inner space instead of outer space?
Well, God, there's only one for her.
Right.
Yeah, me, Bob.
No, that's not what your chart says, Bob. Once you get to 22, it's over for you. For her, it's just getting started at 22. That's when the water's fine. That's exactly right. But Carolyn, Bob has been so good today.
Yes,
had
yes.
Very few lemons to squeeze, so we
True.
Had to point it a different way, because if we'd done that with him, he'd have had to understand every different story and every dynamic.
Yes.
Why the June bug was in your yard, and how could you see it from your yard from another yard, and want to know, why did it stop at McKenna, and get from McKenna all the way to Lahaina? Is it just on that portion? Carolyn, is this the south side of Maui or the north side of Maui? Well, which side of the mountain is it on? Well, which side does the sun come up on? Well, no. It sometimes comes up on this side. Well, no. Is it all of PA proper, or is it which part is it? Now, you said it was 6 inches from the house. Now, was that from the gable, from the barge rafter?